Welcome to Dallas Gay Pod with your host, Captain and Fonda Cox. Podcasting from Dallas, Texas and Orange County, California, Dallas Gay Pod has been producing entertaining shows since October 2005. Next week marks a momentous event in podcasting history. Dallas Gay Pod will present its 100th episode. To mark this special occasion, Dallas Gay Pod founder and former co-host Michael Glenwick will join Captain and Fonda and take a look back over the 4 years of Dallas Gay Pod. We would like to invite you, our loyal listeners, to join in the fun. Please call our listener voicemail line at 206-426-1533 and leave us a comment about our show, our host, our topics, and our history. This is an excellent opportunity to ask the questions you want to know about your host. Discretion is assured. However, if you simply can't make the call, send us an email at contact@dallasgaypod.com. Be sure to check out our website with new content added every day. On our homepage, be sure to link up with us on Twitter, Facebook, and if you're still in the Stone Age, MySpace. Thank you for your faithful listenership. It has been our pleasure shooting the shit and talking trash for 4 years. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Be sure to visit us online at dallasgaypod.com and check in next week as Michael Glenwick returns to the show to commemorate Dallas Gay Pod's 100th episode. We'll see you then. Dallas Gay Pod! This nasty. Are you drinking anything of adult nature tonight?
Yes, what
are you
having? I'm drinking a Blue Moon beer.
Oh, praise him.
Belgian white.
Well, I think there's one thing, especially being gay and being educated, and you know, like the gays are known for like their wonderful, sophisticated book collection and CD and music collection, record collection, and
their
decorating style. One thing that I think gets overlooked, especially in my liquor cabinet, well. When things actually stay in my liquor cabinet more than 1 week, is traditional booze, like a stock in a liquor cabinet, like a big gal, you know what I mean? I guess things go in and out of style, but I guess your classics, if you will, remain the same. And this is coming from thefrisky.com again, and talking about how to stock a liquor cabinet properly. And from one alcoholic to another, I'm sure we can figure this one out. So what do you have on hand every – if I were to just stop by, say, like your friend that just comes over for some soup and stays for happy hour?
Yes.
What do you have to provide your guests that just stop by on a whim?
Well, we've got do you want me to go on this list of prescribed necessities, if we've got it or not?
Yeah, let's go down the list.
Okay. Bottle of vodka, check. Got it. Bottle of gin, check. Got it.
Do you have a full-size or do you have a mini? Because I have a mini from the airline.
No, we have full-size.
Okay. What kind do you drink?
The good kind.
Do you know?
No, because I'm not a real big gin drinker.
I'm not either.
Marty likes his martinis.
Okay. Bottle of rum.
Yeah, a bottle of rum. We got some rum. Absolutely. Marty likes the Malibu rum. So I'm like, whatever.
Like the coconut flavored?
Yeah, it tastes like suntan lotion.
Oh, yeah.
Dry vermouth, we've got that. And tequila, we have actually looking at some Silver Patron over there right now.
Girl, look at you go.
Right, and Triple Sec, we got Triple Sec too.
Now, is Triple Sec an alcohol, or is that more of a mixer?
It's the additive that you make. It's like this sweet, sugary stuff that you put in. You use Triple Sec in like margaritas.
Really? Because I just use the can, honey. That can mixer that you get in the frozen section.
Yeah, because you're trashy, girl. A good margarita, you need to mix your own.
Okay.
Oh, no, go ahead. What do you want to talk about, girl?
Well, my liquor cabinet, let me start from the top of the list. Vodka, 2 bottles, check, check. Actually, I'm out now, obviously, but usually there's a bottle of vodka, and usually it's large. Gin, I don't drink gin. Nobody here drinks gin. But a lot of my friends are into gin down in San Diego, like Wayne and Ryan you met. Wayne is like a gin connoisseur. He loves gin, everything gin, and he knows all the brands and all the kinds. I cannot swallow it. I taste like they are jamming a fucking pine tree down my throat.
Exactly.
Drinking gin. Yes. And I don't get the flavor in that. Rum, I can swallow rum if I have to. I can do the stuff that you said Marty drinks, that coconut flavored shit. I can do that. Yeah. I've heard about it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Tequila. We have 2 bottles of really nice tequila that we got at the 5 cent wine cell, which I don't know why we bought tequila at the wine cell, but it was 5 cents for a 20 bottle of tequila. So we got some tequila. Triple sec, don't even know what the fuck that's for either. Don't have it and don't use it. I'm basic by the book, which is why my liquor cabinet probably needs some beefing up. But I just am vodka. Robert likes the rum, and he likes the Bacardi Gold, that shit, which I'm trying to swallow now. And then wine. And I used, when I was in Dallas, we drank wine like Jesus juice, like grapefruit juice at breakfast every day over and over again.
Oh, you're kidding.
Lots of wine. We'd have like game night with our friends, Adam and Randy. Lots of wine. Just more and more wine. Just constant wine. And then here, nobody drinks wine. Nobody gives a shit about wine. And we're in Southern California where they fucking grow the grapes. And nobody's into wine like they are back home. But we have some wine that we have and we'll pick up from now and then. And that's about it. And as far as mixers go, I'm basic. I had 2 big-ass jugs of cranberry juice until Darren and Marty came to visit last weekend. Now I'm down to about a gurgle worth of that.
Well,
because I'm more of a Coke. I like having my tall, black, skinny bitches with the Diet Coke and the vodka. What I like. That's what I drink, honey. That's what I like. But we do have some cranberry juice. We never have orange juice. I have tonic water in the refrigerator. And
there you go.
That's it. You mix cranberry, right?
Cranberry. We'll sometimes get some orange juice.
Orange.
I've got some tonic orange. And we've got all sorts of shadoobies here.
As far as gadgets go, I do have a cocktail shaker. I think I have a strainer. I have a bottle opener. Okay, that's basic shit.
Got all those, absolutely.
Extras, lime, rarely. I have a lime tree now that I'm waiting to produce me some new limes. Lemon, nah. What's that other word? Cherries?
Maraschino cherries.
Olives. I have olives. And that's about it. But every queer needs to know the basics of the classic martini, margarita, and Cosmo, which I fail at all of them. So for everybody who is interested and would like to beef up their cabinet or beef up their classic cocktail styles, I'm going to be posting a link to this page where you can get the must-haves for every gay and heterosexual's liquor cabinet and the 3 basic martini, margarita, and Cosmo at DallasGayPod.com. And so let's move into some more sexical things. This has been one of the most sexed up.
It's sex laden. It really is.
It really is, more so than what it's been in the past. And this show started on the basis of trashy ass, dirty, fist punching, cum slinging, sexical, fisting type. You know it. They used to do it on the show. And it's kind of mellowed out to more of a. We have a caller. One moment.
Uh oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what are you doing?
I'm podcasting. You want to say hello to everyone?
Hello, everyone.
We were just talking. Darren said hello.
Hello, Darren.
Oh, tell him I miss him.
He misses you.
Who misses me?
Darren.
Aww.
Oh, you can hear him. I don't have to repeat what he says.
Kisses on his pink.
He said kisses on your what?
On his pink parts.
He said kisses on your pink parts.
my pain part.
Yeah, well, you can think about that on your drive home.
My lady mangina.
His lady mangina. Aw, he said aw. So we'll see you in a few moments.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
All right, bye. Love you.
Love you.
Oh, so sweet he is.
That's a nice boy.
I was so lonely today, and so I called him and I said, could you come home before, because he normally goes straight to school. I said, could you come home and provide some loving tonight before you go? Not like the sexical kind, just like the hug and kiss and cuddle kind. That's all. Yeah. So we got the liquor cabinet done. You are a man of advertising genius, I hear.
Yes, it's true.
So,
Guilty.
Dallas Gay Pod, again, from my I'm like over the top with the frisky.com this week, but yes. I'm sorry, but it's great shit. These ads they are producing in Germany from a condom manufacturer called Doc Moore's Pharmacies features evil doers like Osama bin Laden and what's the Hitler dude's name? Adolf Hitler. On their condom ads and telling people that you should use condom or your accidental pregnancy could birth the next Hitler. What do you think about their marketing strategies here?
It's fabulous.
It really is great. I think it's that the images are like little semen. You call them semen, right? Sperminating sperms.
Yes.
Floating, and there are different colors. And like the one with Osama bin Laden is red, and it's a sperm with a turban and a beard. The one of Hitler is it's the Hitler hair. It's blue and a little patch of black hair right there on the lip. These are really great ads. And there's going to be a picture and a link to this article in DallasGayPod.com. But that's pretty ingenious little marketing ploy there.
I think it's great. But I think that the extension of this would be to, you know, basically say, you know, and I think to personalize it is people should be able to take a picture of their last ex boyfriend or girlfriend and put it in an ad saying, you know what, you could be producing one of these, and then it gets personal.
And then people realize, they make the connection, the seriousness of safe sex and protecting your vagina from producing a dickweed like your shithole boyfriend.
Exactly. In 20 years, do you want another one of these to come around and hurt somebody? Hell no. Do your part for society.
Okay, well, you know my ex-boyfriend, and you would probably not be okay with me putting him on a condom ad like that.
I like your last ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
starting to like him again, too, in a nice way, because I was out of control, nasty, bitter about him. Call him, what do we call him? A-Holio was his nickname on here. Well, A-Holio, I guess, has been listening to the show, and apparently, so... I guess we should give a shout out to A-Holio. Yo. He's in Brazil right now. So maybe he'll share this episode with his mother. But you know what? You're right. You know, time goes on. Life's too short to be bitter and nasty, except when it comes to Sean Cringin. And then.
Thank you.
Nobody was as nasty. Armando was nasty for a time, but nobody was as nasty as Sean Cringin.
Or continues to be as nasty.
In the literal sense as well. Take a fucking shower.
Oh, he's just icky. Why I spent 2.5 years with that fucktard, I do not know. I guess maybe I was the stupid one.
I don't know, honey. It happens. It really, really happens. But, you know, this next topic, or it's not topic. I don't know why I keep saying topic. You know, The View. Let me say this. I watched The View today. For the first time since the election, I guess. I guess I watched it for a few months after that. And then I've given up. I have really, serious to God, not been watching cable news networks. I haven't even been watching Fox. I've been watching shit. I gave up all the news channels. Yesterday with the tax day and the big tea parties, I started watching Fox. And I thought, The View's coming on. So I said, let me catch up on The View and see what's going on. Elizabeth is knocked up?
Oh, yeah.
Mommy did not know this. I saw her waddle out today. I'm thinking, what the hell happened there?
Well, I don't know. She opened up her labia lips and said, I don't care if you've got the gani, give it to me.
She said she took it all, honey. She took it all. And now she's going to be producing one in a few months, apparently. But with having a vagina which this is going to lead into a couple of different topics. There is this new product out from playazon.com, and it's called a merkin, which for those of you, I don't know, have you ever heard of the term merkin before?
No, but I've heard of jerking my gherkin.
I have jerked my gherkin plenty of times, and apparently, according to your boyfriend, you've been jerking your gherkin to SeanCody.com most recently.
.com.
But apparently what's going on with this whole thing is they've created this little toupee for your vajayjay, and it lights up as if the man doesn't know where the hole is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's something that they're describing as a tool used to direct traffic through your tunnel of love. There's a new light. It's Merkin, which is a wig for your lady bits, as how they're promoting it on the market. It's seemingly made from troll doll hair. Do you remember those trolls? I used to have three or four of them. Did you have like a whole collection of trolls?
No, I just dated them.
Yes. Well, exactly. We just spoke of one. But basically the fur ball is for your feminine side, and it also has LED lights with two lure modes, so you can literally flash the object of your affection at your target. Plus, you can direct the light to hold their gaze. Nothing like blinding a partner right as they get to see you naked. Which for me, in my current physical shape, I would have no problem blinding my partner. I might actually get sex more if my partner was blind. What? Aww. But anyways, again, this is going to be posted on DallasGayPod.com. Our dear friends over at thefrisky.com posted it. I'm blah, blah, blah. So you'll see it there. You can click on it wherever you want to click on it. But it is really fucking funny, and there's a picture that goes with it. $45, and you can have your very own traffic directing light in your coochie hole with a wig and a hair and a face. I guess a wig and hair are the same thing.
I think it's great. I love this part where it says, let me get back to it. It said that, my name is Merkin. The last line is, we strongly advise not to use this tape as an impromptu waxing substitute. It can remove more than just your hair. Well, what the hell else is there down there?
Well, honey, I think it attaches into your vagina, does it not?
Well, what are you going to – it's going to rip out your vagina?
Doesn't it go in the vagina? So if you rip it off, like – I don't – maybe it doesn't go in the vagina. I thought it was like a dildo or something that they they hooked up in their coochie-coo.
It says all you've got to do is place it on with the patented toupee tape. The sticky stuff lasts up to 6 weeks, but beware – the company behind the Merkin, who markets the tagline, oddly enough, the online source for burning sensation, it says that we strongly advise not to use this tape as an impromptu. It's tape as an impromptu waxing substitute. It can remove more than just your hair. Like it's going to rip lips off.
So it really is just a hairpiece for your vajayjay.
Yes, it's a toupee for your, shalopagus.
Shalopagus?
Yeah.
Well, we should come up with one for a man. Like, you know, men who like to shave, they could get, like, different colors and spice up their patch of hair down there. Their pubes.
See? Yeah. No, why don't – if you're going to do that, why not just, you know, make dreadlocks?
I think Marty would buy something like that. I saw his underwear, his psychedelic undies. He would be definitely toupeing out his coochie area.
No, I have no question about that.
If there was a product available for it. So
I think we should make – we could be millionaires.
Honey, I've got some extra hair around here that my dog just ripped out, so I could probably use something like that to come up
What's
with a prototype.
Doing? She's What's your sleeping dog doing now. Near your back?
What is she doing? What?
Near your back.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Said you had some extra hair around you.
Okay, this is just for shits and giggles. There was a cat, and this wasn't on the show notes, I don't think, but there was a cat that has a British accent, and they recorded talking with a British accent. Did you see this?
You played it for me while I was at your hacienda.
I just want to play it right now. It's ridiculously funny. It's a cat. With a British accent. Well, there you go. It's a cat with a fucking British accent.
Hello.
Let me tell you, I played that, and my cats came running and got up on the table the first time I played that, got all up in my business on my computer, trying to figure out where the fuck the cat was that was talking like that. And it was pretty funny. Pretty funny. Before we move off of the vagina, I guess
Yeah.
pussy, kitty, vagina, cat with the British accent all go hand in hand in one subject area here. I mean, it's been a lot of fucking vagina talk going on in this gay show lately.
I'm a little concerned at this point.
A little concerned. Well, let me top it off. Last week, Fawn and I were talking about period panties. And I filled you in. You heard the episode where we talked about women and their period panties. And there was like a standard of what panties classified as period panties.
Yes.
Correctamundo?
Correctamundo.
So we had, you were here, your friend, I can I call her by her first name? Is that allowed?
Queenie.
Queenie.
I would call
I'm talking
her Queenie.
About, I'm talking about, are we talking about the same person?
Rebecca.
Okay, so you said, so Queenie Rebecca, Miss Queenie, came up from Long Beach and had some game nights with us. The night apparently I got super drunk, which, let me play the super drunk part first, because that was funny as shit.
Oh, so every girl has...
Oh, wait, no, I didn't get the super drunk part.
Girl, you are a hot train mess.
When I sat down at the table, remember when I had the condiments? And I was starting
to... You mean a plate of lettuce, tomatoes, and...
Onions? I was hungry. We'd already eaten hamburgers and all that other shit.
And I pulled macaroni salad.
The macaroni salad from Marty, which was wonderful. And I pulled up my ass with the condiments. And I chowed down on the lettuce, the tomato, and the onion and left the plate empty. But anyway, we were talking about period panties with Rebecca. And
she confirmed the fact that they are real.
They are real. And she has two stories. So there's two clips here. I don't remember which one. Oh, Lord Jesus.
I'm
are you
sorry,
okay?
Mommy.
Okay, here we go. Here's Rebecca and her period
so
panties.
Period panties.
Okay, you tell us about yours.
And they're always older.
What about the sneak attacks? When you're like sitting there and you don't know that your period's about to hit and then
oh,
bam!
You always do. Because there's cramping and
how long before?
You know, and there's a feeling.
How much time before do you know
every
about
girl
this?
Is different.
Robert,
and
how much time do you know?
Darren,
oh, what are you doing?
Oh. I don't know what's going on there. Well, here she got interrupted by the game. We were playing Skip Bow, which is a fun game, especially if you cheat, Darren. And no.
Captain Cox is a big, very a cheater.
Cheater McKeeterson. Mm-hmm. You cheated too, though. You added points to my score. Was that the night you were adding points?
Yes.
Because I saw the video, and whenever you told me that you added points, I went back, and you said, oh, I'll count your cards. And I said, okay. And you kept going, 10, Jared has 50, 80 points. So I caught you, like, sober and watching the video over again. But she got interrupted, so here's the rest of Rebecca and her period panties.
Yeah, thank you, Cranny Whores. I know.
So we were just talking about period panties.
Yep.
Yes, and period panties. What is there to know? Right. They're older, they're probably stained up because things leak. And
well,
now when you say leak...
Leak, like blood will kind of spill over a little bit. They're not pretty, but I wouldn't keep anything nasty. Just
now, do you prefer
case.
A pad or a plug?
Prefer a plug. I prefer. Do you want to hear about when the plug got stuck?
Well, for 28
Oh, the plug got stuck?
Yes, I forgot it. Well, I didn't forget about it. I knew that it was there. This is really gross,
you guys.
She just
said it.
This is super gross.
So you forgot about it for how many days?
A whole cycle.
And just sat there like, Rod,
you didn't see the string?
No. All right, so I was on my period.
Apparently.
Oh. All
right. You got to see that, did you?
Yeah, I was going to say nothing.
Damn, I was so close.
That's too bad.
Shoot.
Oh, heck.
Oh, heck. Your little sound comments were really funny. Oh, heck. So apparently, she didn't really get a chance to finish the story. But do you know the rest of the story? Did she clarify? Or was it a...
story. What had happened was she was on her... She had her little tamponi shoved in there. And she got pounded by somebody hard and hot. And shoved it way up inside of her. She just kind of forgot about it. And then so her next cycle started and she had to go get it removed. Like it got rammed and jammed.
Ram really? And jammed. Wow, yeah. That's pretty exciting. And it was up there for the whole... You said she had to go get it removed, meaning like the doctor?
Yeah, her gyno went up in there with like, you know, he sent in the canary first to see if it would die. And it didn't. And so he felt secure enough to go up in there and, you know, root around up in there. She got
Roto-Rooter.
That's its name. And shoving things down your drain is our game or whatever the hell it is.
That's really funny shit.
What do your period panties look like, Jared?
Honey, I don't wear period panties. I don't wear panties at all most time. I just let it run down my leg. And
really?
I collect it in a little plastic bag wrapped around my ankle. And then you
take it to lips.
And I make Bloody Marys out of it.
Absolutely.
Yes. Bloody Marys. I make the Bloody Marys out of my period.
Out of your period juice.
Speaking of juices... From man, yeah. Finally, fuck, we are moving on from the vagina to the penis. There is a new cookbook, and this came from Fonda, actually. Actually, Fonda's cousin, they call him Trashy Cousin on the podcast, from Lulu, which Lulu, have you heard about Lulu prior to this story?
No.
Lulu is a place where you can go and publish your material. Like, say you write a book and you're not good enough to like get it really published. You can go publish it yourself at Lulu. It's kind of like the shirts you make.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. It's like Cafe Press.
Yeah, it's like Cafe Press, but for books and literature.
Okay.
So
you
go there. Not that your shirts couldn't be like sold at Target, honey. I didn't mean it like that. I'm sorry. Your shirts are really kick ass. And as soon as you give me a discount, I'll buy a few. But it's like Lulu. Honey, once you tell me how much you made on your damn shirts, I deserve a discount. In fact, I'm going to plug it now. Darren has, for every shirt I sell through my show, can I get a discount on one shirt, please?
Absolutely.
Fuck me. Okay, so I'm going to put the link to Darren's show on my website, our website.
My show? My shirt.
Your shirt. I'm going to put a link on my website for your shirts at DallasGayPod.com. Because I need some clothes that fit my fat ass. Because Robert threw out all my fat clothes, and now I have no fat clothes, and I'm getting fat, and I need some fat clothes.
You need some new Eaton pants?
I need some new Eaton pants. But Darren has got some really funny kick-ass shirts, and I will put them up there. And you just have to tell Darren that, I heard about this on DallasGayPod.com. Thank you. Give Jared a discount on his shirt. And anyways, moving on. It's like Cafe Press, but for books.
Okay,
how exciting is that?
It's exciting.
Well, it wasn't as exciting until Natural Harvest was published recently, which Natural Harvest is a collection of semen. I said it, semen, and not like shipmates. Semen out of your wiener that you ejaculate all over your face. Semen-based recipes. And their claim, their description is that semen is not only nutritious, it also has a wonderful texture and amazing cooking properties. Like fine wine and cheeses. Speaking of cheeses, I just want to make mention of Chase Collins, who sent me the fucking video of the nasty ass, dirty ass cheese dick.
Oh, shit.
You saw that, Darren.
Yes, I did.
Chase Collins, you are on the cheesy list. And you may have just won yourself a free copy of Natural Harvest Lulu Marketplace Cooking collection of sperm based products due to that disgusting video. But I digress. Semen is inexpensive to produce and is commonly available in many, if not most, homes and restaurants. I don't know about homes of lesbians. I don't know how lesbians pull out the semen. But despite all of these positive qualities, semen remains neglected as a food. This book hopes to change that. Once you overcome any initial hesitation, you will be surprised to learn how wonderful semen is in the kitchen. Semen is an exciting ingredient that can give every dish you make an interesting twist. If you're a passionate cook and are not afraid to experiment with new ingredients, you will love this cookbook. So, wow. And then they have like the cover of the book is, it kind of looks like, I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
It looks like brown semen.
I don't even want to care to comment because this could come back to haunt me.
Okay, well...
I wouldn't even know. I'm like, it looks like creme brulee or something.
What the hell is that?
Oh, that was my voicemail.
Uh-oh. So apparently that is a hot commodity, popular item. And now Robert is home.
Oh, my booby.
And he's coming through the door.
I think it's interesting that it's $24.95.
Do you have a
because
boner?
And what?
Come over here.
Oh, he's gonna go something.
I think he has a boner. Oh. No, he doesn't have. Why is your penis pointed up like that?
It's not pointed up. Right there.
Where's it at? Oh, I found it. Robert, you saw this last night. Come over here. Tell us what you think about this.
Disgusting.
No, Robert.
Can you hear him?
Oh, yes, I can hear him.
So what if I... Oh, Mama got paid today. What if I were to...
Now you can buy that book.
Now I can buy the book. What if I were to produce a product of this cookbook and not tell you and you ate it and you really loved it?
What, I don't know. It doesn't hurt, right?
However,
oh,
Jared.
Did you hear that? Jared, I'm listening.
On the flip side, what if you did it and took one bite and he goes, this is a disgusting thing and I never want to taste this again?
Well, then what do you do? He doesn't eat my cum anyway, so.
Oh, well, then you're safe.
I do like eating his on occasion.
Oh.
I hope your mom's listening to this episode.
Oh, Lord.
I ate Robert's cum.
Okay, so anyway, moving on.
I'm kidding. I'm trying to embarrass him. He's not even, like, flinching.
I think it's interesting that we're now going to talk about Woody Allen and American Apparel.
I don't get embarrassed easily.
Say again?
We've been together long enough, I don't get embarrassed easily.
He says we've been together long enough so he doesn't get embarrassed easily. Apparently that means I need to step up my game.
No, apparently what it means is that he's given up all hope of you ever being socially acceptable, so...
He says, apparently, no, what it means is you have given up all hope of me being socially acceptable. So he's laughing. He thinks it's funny.
Yeah, I notice he's not saying, no, honey, I didn't mean that.
Of course, yeah, he doesn't defend me in those ways. He doesn't defend me at all.
Hell
that's
no.
Fine.
Hell no.
I missed him all day today. Do you know how much I missed you today?
About 8.5 inches worth.
What'd you say?
Let me see your hand.
Exactly.
Did you hear him?
Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, let me see your hand.
Oh, my God. Oh, let me tell you what. You know, Darren, who never masturbates, got busted yesterday when Marnie made a surprise visit to the house at 2 p.m., jacking off with his pants around his ankles to Sean Cody. Mr. I don't jack off, ever. Now what you got to say, bitch?
All I got to say is, call first.
What'd you say?
Call first.
Call first.
Yeah, come on.
Robert Bastards. Usually calls first, too.
He's a smart man. He's met
he's
you.
Only surprised
he doesn't know what the hell... He doesn't know what the hell he's going to find when he walks in the door.
Don't know. Okay, you talked about Woody Allen. I don't have that article pulled up. I don't see it. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the American Apparel lawsuit.
Yes.
Talk about it. Tell us all.
Well, I don't know anything about it because it was on your thing and you gave me no image and you just said that's what we're going to talk about. So I was like trying to speed things along. And
oh, no, there's a link. You didn't get the link?
No. Tommy didn't send me a link.
Oh, honey, I got it right here. Hold on. So what is going on is Woody Allen is suing American Apparel.
Yes.
Because I'm delaying here. Wait for it. Shit, fuck me. Woody Allen is suing American Apparel because defamation of character.
Yes.
Because their new ads use his quotes. And he's calling he's calling their clothing like substandard clothing. I do not see the damn fucking... Apparently, I didn't take a screenshot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Woody Allen is like... Oh, man. Is suing American Apparel because they're using his quotes without permission, and he says, you're defaming my character. American Apparel's coming back and saying, oh, well, let me talk to your ex-wife because you pretty much defamed your own character by your whorish, outlandish, ridiculously skanky activities. And so there's a big... court battle going on now with Woody Allen and American Apparel because they're fighting over words, basically. You know, if somebody were to put my words out there on a fucking billboard, I don't think I would complain too much about it. But again, I'm only one little, you know, captain in the cox.
Well, you know, I have nothing to say to that.
Nothing at all?
No.
Lord Jesus.
Just captain in the cox.
So we had this comment I had where my mommy spanked the gay out of me. I don't have the audio like I thought I did, but I posted the video on DallasGayPod.com. You've seen that, correct?
Yeah, yes, I've seen it.
Is that real?
It cannot be. It's stupid. Here's why. The graphics are horrendous. So
honey, it's from it's from like the 1990s. Of course they're
Then,
that's like VHS.
That's fake. Fake.
It is a pretty funny story. He just went too far. If he didn't go as far as he did, I would have believed the story a little more than what he did. But anyways, I was going to say, I didn't know this. Do you ever watch The Amazing Race on CBS?
Well, every once in a while.
I did not know this, but there is a gay man and his son that the gay man is from Dallas, I guess. He was actually the first rector or dean of the Cathedral of Hope Metropolitan Church there in Dallas, Texas, back in 1993. And that's where he made his first, I'm a pastor, I'm gay, I'm proud, and God loves me without reservation, made that statement. He and his son are on The Amazing Race. And I used to watch The Amazing Race whatever day it came on, blah, 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 blah. I guess it comes on Sunday evenings at 8 before Desperate Housewives. But I have not watched it this season at all. This was in one of the local gay newspapers, The Blade. The Gay Blade out here in Orange County, which sucks. Their online presence sucks. Their paper sucks. Everything about them sucks.
You need to go help them.
What?
You need to go help them. You have expertise in online sales.
I do. hateful.
But I'm bum.
Anyway, so apparently that's kind of cool. So for all the folks in Dallas who didn't know that, now you know. That you are being represented loud and proud by, I guess, one of the first, which the Cathedral of Hope is no longer with the Metropolitan Church communities. They split off and they're individual and they're huge. It's, apparently, according to their facts online, they are the largest gay church in the United States, which is kind of cool for Texas.
Wow, bigger than your asshole?
Bigger than your cunt bubble.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Really?
I thought, can I just bring up one thing?
Bring it out, girl. Bring it out.
I just want to bring something to the table. There is now we're talking about, like, you know, cunt bubbles and blocks and stuff like that.
Right.
There is now a big debate going on whether tranny surgery should be covered by insurance or not.
Okay.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Yes. Yeah. It's because people are saying, oh, well, it shouldn't be elective because it's who you are. And other people are saying, well, there's really nothing physically wrong with you other than you want to be. And so, you know, it really comes down to, you know, with both sides talking like that, it's more of a he, she, he said kind of situation.
Well, apparently, I don't know. I haven't heard about this. Is this coming to light now with, like, the presence of the Shem on MTV's?
So, yes.
You think so?
Yes. Absolutely, why not?
I liked her, other than the fact she was so bitter and thinking like everybody was out to get her because she was a Shem.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And nobody cared.
Nobody gives a rat's ass.
That's my problem. Like gays, I think gays used to be more prevalent in that area, thinking like, oh, we've got to like hold a big trek around us, or we've got to be, we have to have this protective shield around us because everybody's out to get us. I think that's dissipated some.
Absolutely.
From, you know, 10 years ago when I first came out of the closet and was, you know.
10, honey. 10?
Yes, 10. 27. 10. I came out when I was 20 years old. 20. Not even 10 years, bitch, whore.
But,
not even 10.
Who all knew you were gay before then, though?
Nobody.
Did you really have to come out?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
My mother was shocked. My mother claimed she had no idea.
Your mother also claimed what? Your mother? Anyway, moving on.
No, what do you got to say about my mama? Tell me. Take it.
I think it's she's a wonderful woman.
You talk about everybody else's family. So talk about
mine. Okay, let's bring it on. Bring it down, Chinatown.
Getting down, Chinatown.
No, I just think it's funny that you're 27 years old and your mama still tells you what you need to be doing.
Well, she didn't tell me what I need to be doing. She gives me suggestions now. I have
been on the other end of hearing those suggestions, and it's more of a mandate. I'm like, Really? If Lois Ann would have said anything to me, I am much older than 27. I'd have been like, all right, well, when you learn to grow up and, you know what your place is in my life, then we'll talk. But
you say that
not,
about your mom?
I would tell my mom that, yeah, absolutely.
Well, see, and I think there's a fine line. Where your parents, especially at your age, honey, when you're like pushing 40 and like digging the grave.
Yeah.
I think you have a right to say to your parents, which you didn't have to apparently, correct? Your parents are...
No, my parents are great. Well, here's the thing is, I also am not as open with my parents as you are, of course.
How?
Because there's...
I'm not
well,
open with
they
my
don't,
parents. My parents don't know shit.
Well, you share with them more than I do. Like, my parents, I tell them what I want them to know. But a lot of times, but I haven't lived with my parents in over 20 years.
My mom, she asks, though. That's the difference between me and your parents. Oh. Your mom doesn't ask questions.
And if she were to ask, I'd say, well, that's really none of your business.
And you get away with saying that. Because if I were to say that
absolutely.
To my mom, she would put her ass on a plane, she hates to fly, and come over here and put my dick, pull it out of my pants, and shove it down my throat. For
well,
sassing
that's
her like that.
That's your mama not knowing where her place is in your life.
So how do you correct that? Anybody else who needs to place their mother in a spot that they need to belong
I think that should be a great call-in thing of how people deal with their overbearing mothers.
Hell, call in. What's our number? 206-426-1533.
Wouldn't
say that
great?
Because this was your topic, not mine. Say it again.
How you all deal with your overbearing mothers.
There you go.
That's it.
Call it in. 206-426-1533. If you're camera shy,
yep.
You can email us at contact@dallasgaypod.com. Okay, so we have a couple more things to talk about that we're not going to talk about because we're two shows into this now. But I do want to touch on the points. They will be found at dallasgaypod.com. We have a new blog called What the Fuck, but it's actually called WTF, which means, you know, what the fuck. And it's all the crazy shit that I find online while I'm searching for shit to talk about on the show. You know, like get a free dildo on tax day, relieve your tax stress by coming in and picking up your free dildo, that kind of shit. Anyways, it's on dallasgaypod.com. I redesigned it. I didn't realize that my little cheap ass, which it wasn't too cheap, but my, where's the program? iWeb has a blog feature. So now I've recreated everything into a blog format with that section. So go check that out, dallasgaypod.com. Also, the stories that I'm going to post on there is a video of a sex doll. No, it's not even a doll. It's a person in a rubber suit that is crawling towards you, breathing, like head-to-toe rubber suit. It is the freakiest shit I have ever seen. That is on there. Oh, Mom Spanked the Gay Out of Me. There it is. I now see it. I'll put that on there, too. DallasGayPod.com. WTF is the page at the top. And, oh, Dallas. Coming up in Dallas. We were invited to a breakfast, which obviously I'm not going to be going to, but I hope Fonda goes to, and all you other queers who listen to the show in Dallas, on April 18th, which is this Saturday, apparently, from 8 to 10:30, the Dallas Bears Breakfast Feast for Youth First, which is an organization for teen LGBT-type peoples. They're raising money for that. It's a $10 donation. It's a brunch, blah, 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 blah. You can find. I'll post the whole flyer on DallasGayPod.com if you're interested in that. Also, East Dallas Queer Clothier, House of Dang, is also doing a fashion-sided fundraiser. You can find more information at DallasVoice.com. And just one really cool thing that is developing in Fort Worth, the school, Texas Christian University, which is in downtown Fort Worth, is putting in a queer house for gay and lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered students so that they can feel comfortable and have open dialogue on the school campus with one another. That is huge. Coming from TCU, Texas Christian University. Again, that story, I'll post it on DallasGayPod.com. You can find the original story at DallasVoice.com. Orange County. Coming up in Orange County, Risque, not risky, a sex forum for kinky, sensual, sexical things without being risky. Like, you know, knowing where to draw the line, things that you can do that are kinky and maybe not so kinky. Anyway, it's called Risque. Get it? Not risky.
Yes.
Okay, so it's coming up April 23rd, and it's at the center in Orange. In fact, he's going to be on the show next week. He wants to do an interview with Dallas Gay Pod, and the guy who runs this operation, he's going to talk about this program going on and some of their new programs that they are promoting, which is really cool because he actually emailed me from one of my Robert, what's the name of that thing we went to on Sunday? Club Lucky Sunday? And we were like out of control. They like you could text messages into Club Lucky, and they posted it on the video screens all throughout the bar. And so all of us were like texting DallasGayPod.com shit all over it. And anyway, that's how he found us on Dallas Gay Pod. Anyway, he's going to be on the show next week talking about the new programs going on at the center in Orange County, which is in, I think, Laguna Beach. I'm not sure. Don't hold me to that. Also, the Center OC Gala 2009 is coming up April 25th. And there's more information about that on DallasGayPod.com. We have a couple new friends that we want to mention on our MySpace. Tell Marty to chill the fuck out on the tagging bullshit. Because you know, now that we have not talked about him, there is Woody Allen popping up in my face. Okay, so Letitia is now our friend on MySpace. Letitia, I believe, is from Dallas. And then the GLBT Dallas on MySpace. I don't know who this is or what he is or she is, but she has a picture of Woody's, the sports bar there, karaoke bar in Dallas, right off Cedar Springs. So whoever you are, email us back and let me know who the hell you are and what's going on. They say, we totally love your show, exclamation point. So that's going on there. And I had another new listener, which... I don't see. Oh, I have a comment from France, you know, because I love France so much. I do have, actually, I give him a hard time because I tell him, I hate the French, but he's a listener. He's from France. His name is ALF on MySpace. And he said, good speech about the mother-in-law. I have a sunny weekend, but I'm working every day because I have a hotel and it's now holiday and I'm busy. He like speaks broken English. It's not even broke. It's pretty good damn English, actually, for somebody who English is not their first language. But anyways, thanks to him for sending a little comment, too. Oh, we cannot leave without talking about the Kinky Fart email. Oh, my God. We have got to put this in. Okay. Did you read these, like, messages?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so anyone want to guess where this came from? Let's think about the dirtiest thing we saw all weekend, and then you tell me who sent in these Kinky Fart sex ads.
Okay.
You're not thinking, are you?
I'm thinking. I'm trying
Chase
to think.
Collins. Mr. Collins, who sent in the cheesy dick video, sent in these sex ads. I don't know where these even came from. It looks like a Craigslist posting.
Oh, we all know about Craigslist, don't we?
Hell, praise him. I do.
Praise Jeebies.
So anyways, there are two postings, not just one. So I don't know if it's the same guy posting. Let's look at their stats here. 18. Actually, the second one doesn't have any stats on himself. Do you notice that?
I think, you know who I think it is?
Sean Cringin?
No, I think it's Rebecca Greenberg.
You think Rebecca has the name now, Chase Collins? Are you shitting me?
I am shitting you, yes. Who would do this?
I don't know.
I think it'd be hilarious.
No, it came from Chase Collins. I don't know if Chase Collins is a real listener or not, because I've never heard of Chase Collins before the cheesy dick infomercial. And usually when you're just introducing yourself to somebody, you don't break the ice by sending a cheesy dick video. But anyways, let me read this. There's two ads, two different ones. The first one says, hey guys, I know you're out there. I'm reading the wrong one first. Hey, studs. Here's the first ad. Hey, studs. I'm looking for a hot guy between 18 and 35 to help me out with my fantasy. I really love getting dominated by big, beefy, hot guys. I especially love being... Are you listening to this, Robert? I especially love being dominated by hot, all-American jocks. Not the quote-unquote normal type of dominating, but I want a guy that likes to fart. Capital letters, F-A-R-T, period, in my face. One who gets off on the smell of his stinky farts. I will host the right guy or travel and have you on your stomach feeding me your tacos and beer.
Oh, shut it down.
He said, I will have you on your stomach feeding you your tacos and beers watching a game or a movie, and my face will be in your ass the whole time, eating you out and smelling your farts. Any guys into this fantasy, you must send face and or ass pictures in the first email. I will organize my responses based on the quality of pictures, and I will do this with someone today. Oh, it says right there, from Craigslist. So the better the pick, the better the chance of getting worshipped. And I don't think worshipped is spelled correctly. I will make sure you come as much as you'd like as well. See you guys around. Okay, that's ad number one. Number two, and like I said, I don't know if this is the same person. I don't know if this is real, but Mr. Chase Collins seems to think that we get off on the shit here at Dallas Gay Pod, and clearly he knows us all too well. Next email says, hey guys, I know you're out there. Are there any kinky straight STR-8s? Does he know that 8 stand, doesn't, what did 8 stand from earlier from the sexting?
Sex.
Wasn't it blowjobs?
No, sex.
Okay, straight gay bi boys that get a kick out of feeding his farts to a fag. Now that is a line for a t-shirt right there. Feed me your farts, fag. How about that? Can we put that on one of your t-shirts?
No.
He says, I'll be the fag for you. I love having my face buried in a nice ass and smelling all his nice farts. I'm 19, very good looking, 6 foot, 155 pound, big cut cock, come get me. Send pic and first email and you'll get my face pic. So that ad is completely different than the first ad, which makes me think that either this is fake or number two, that these are two different people. Do you think, I mean, I don't know. Don't people typically post the same shit over and over again?
Well, I just think it comes down to this. There's some hot tranny messes out there that should not have access to the internet.
That's what I'm saying. That is ridiculous.
I just don't want to hear about that kind of stuff. And here's my real question is, you know what? If you're going to be rooting and tooting in somebody's face, what the hell do you care what their face pic looks like?
Well, who cares? Exactly. If you're going to have your face buried in my asshole, smelling and eating my farts, does it really matter what my face looks like?
And here's the thing, though. You got to tell them that you're not a vegetarian.
Why do I have to tell them I'm not a vegetarian?
Because the shit that comes out of your ass is not good.
Robert, have you ever heard anything about this before? Do you have any comments? You don't want to add anything? Robert's over the show already.
Absolutely.
All right, he's smart. He knows to keep his mouth shut.
Especially when you're around your farts.
Ew, I don't fart a lot at all, actually.
Really? Oh, you just can't even hear them. Can't even hear them.
I don't fart a lot. Yeah, Martini farts more than me, he said. What's funny about Robert and his farts is that he will fart, and his farts are loud. And he's like, just keeps on going like nothing even happened. You know what I'm saying?
He's like a 90-year-old man.
Exactly. Well, honey, I guess we should wrap this shit up. We've been going for 101 minutes. This is going to be two 50-minute shows. Can you believe that?
Oh, Lord. Well, the better to love us.
My ear holeo thing fell out. Say that again.
I said better to love us.
Better to love
not just one, but make it two.
Or three, or four, or five.
That's how you look it. And I just want to know why you did not have your video going today.
Well, because it was just me and blah, 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 blah. I didn't want to mess with it, so no video today.
All right.
But I want to congratulate Jana and Jessica on their recent engagement. They have been dating for 3 months. And are getting married in July, and I'm just so excited for their union coming up. So I wanted to mention that, and follow Kaft and me on Twitter. Dallas Gay Pod is one word on Twitter, and then call in our listener line. If you have any comment, come on, after this show today, there have got to be some comments.
We need to hear from.
Yes, we do. 206-426-1533, 206-426-1533. Check us out online at DallasGayPod.com. If you're too shy to call in, email us at contact@DallasGayPod.com. And with that, Darren, it was a pleasure speaking with you, lady.
Always a pleasure to be on the internet with you.
It was a great time. So thank you all for listening and downloading and blah, 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 blah. This is Dallas Gay Pod Captain and Darren. And we will see you real soon.
Aloha.
Aloha. See you.
Bye.